Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome on back, BetMGM tonight, Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle. The Glass Man's with me tonight. PJ Glasser filling in for Brad Evans. And the phone number to join is 310-840-4910. Let's continue to chat some football, but let's just get you a quick playoff scoreboard update here. Thunder Spurs about 15 minutes away. Golden Knights and the Avs, they've dropped the puck in Denver. Scoreless in the first 5.5 minutes. Our first 5 minutes of that game. Again, Vegas won game one on the road 4-2. So Colorado trying to even up the series at a game apiece. But let's continue to talk some football here. And let's bring in our guest, Chris Franklin, who covers the NFL for NJ.com. Chris, it's Pat and PJ. How you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. We're having a great Friday, kicking off summer here. Let's chat some football, and I want to get your thoughts on Joe Shane getting an extension with the Giants. Kind of seemed like we were trending in the opposite direction there. Joe Shane has definitely had a very much, I would say, maligned tenure as Giants GM, but there is a lot of excitement now as John Harbaugh is the head coach. So your thoughts on Joe Shane getting an extension with the Giants, that kind of seemed like a surprise to me.
It's funny, when I first heard it, I was actually, you hear people say this big take, and I was actually drinking something, and I read it, and I got the alert come across my phone, and then I literally spit water out my mouth like, you kidding me? Like, this is real. Okay. Because the thing with him, and I know they want continuity. It makes sense. He knows the roster right now, especially through this transition with John Harbaugh being the new head coach, and it just surprised me, because when you look at the draft picks prior to this year, and I put that big caveat prior to this year because I like their draft class what they did this year. Previously, you're just looking like, besides Malik Nabers, yeah, Jackson Dart, you can say, okay, he's still early in his career. Looks good. And then you got Cam Scadaboo who had that little burst. Just like, where's the depth of the team that you're building the best way to build for a Super Bowl contender through the draft? Where are these pieces? You saw the failed second round, third round picks, and it's like, they really resigned him? Okay, good luck. I think there's some cheers, I think, from Philadelphia, from Washington, and Dallas when I first heard that he's going to be there long term. But I'm still pretty shocked, and you just hope that maybe Harbaugh has a little bit more say than what led on, and maybe that's why he keeps him around, let him and let Shane try to at least do the personnel side and trying to find the scout the guys, and then Harbaugh has a significant say in that. But, yeah, it came as a shock.
Yeah, and what also came as a shock to me is then, you know, the double whammy, I think, for Giants fans here over the last 24 hours, the injury news regarding Malik Nabers, in that he had to have a second surgery to clean up some scar tissue in his knee that was causing him some stiffness, and then John Harbaugh basically saying it's a complicated injury. It's looking more and more like it's a 50-50 chance that he's going to be ready to go by the time the season starts. I don't even know when he's supposed to be ready for training camp. So should Giants fans like myself be freaking out here? What should be the panic level with this Malik Nabers news? Or is it just we have no idea what it's going to look like in a couple months?
especially with how much damage was done that knee, I'm a little concerned about that in terms of just how fluid is he going to look going in and out of breaks when he's ready on the field. And a lot of times when guys suffer injuries just like that, it's also mental as well, too. They have to work their way back thinking, okay, I'm fully back, fully healed, and I won't re-injure it, or I can do all the stuff I did prior to the injury. So that's what I'm looking like. The Giants, I thought maybe they had a shot, maybe a sneak in, being a wild card team, like the seventh seed or whatever, or pressuring that. Now it kind of hurts because you're opening up against the Cowboys, a division rival, in that head-to-head, and that looks like it could be a loss now, even more so, even though you're hosting the Cowboys. So when you look at Neighbors long-term, I think he can be the same type of guy despite that injury. There's a lot going on there. I mean, we've seen the medical advances, but I think we won't see the Malik that we're used to seeing probably till midway through this season.
Chris, another guy staying in that division who's going to be coming off an injury is Jaden Daniels as Washington looks to bounce back this season. Commanders are such a fascinating team because 2 years ago, they surprised us all with that deep run, make it to the NFC title game. Last year, the injuries disappoint. They get a top 10 pick. What do you make of Washington this year, Chris? Do you think they'll be battling in the playoff hunt, maybe even in the NFC East hunt again? Or do you think it could be another tough year for the Commanders?
See, the problem with the Commanders is I'm a big advocate of Jaden Daniels, and I really think that he can be the type of franchise quarterback and a top-10 quarterback if he gets the right pieces around him. I know you got Bill down there running back. And you added Rashad White, which I think was needy. So I liked him as part of that three-headed monster that the Buccaneers had. I just don't know when you look at all the outside weapons. Terry McLaurin, yeah, he's there still, and he can still be a decent receiver, but is he going to grumble about his contract? Is he going to be effective? Teams can just shift their coverage over towards him. I don't know if they have enough weapons long-term to be able to do that. And then I look at their defense now, and I still have questions on that too. So I think really it's just going to be two teams coming out the NFC East. I think Jaden Daniels makes things interesting. I like the way he can keep them alive, and we've seen quarterbacks do a lot with a little bit. So I think he'll keep the Commanders in the hunt, I think, per se, but I just don't know if they have enough over to hunt, and I think we see the Cowboys and the Eagles in the playoffs this year.
Chris, we had the schedule release last Thursday come out, and we knew the opponents that every team was going to face, right? But just seeing the schedule and seeing maybe if a team has a stretch where they got to play four divisional games or they have an early bye week, three straight road games, all those sorts of things, maybe it changes people's opinion on a certain team one way or another. Did you have any big takeaways at all, any schedules from any teams that stood out to you?
Well, it's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
First off, I think no matter what happens, all these the East teams playing the West, I'm looking forward to that a lot. I think I look with the dichotomy. Anytime you have a team going across country, I see that. I mean, not for much. I will say this. I think the international games, I'm I like the fact that they're spreading the game a little bit, but I think you see all the teams, I think, especially when you look at the Rams, how much travel they have to do. That could really come back to play them and haunt them in the future, because that's a lot of time you have to go there, because not only do you have to travel and do the games, you have to usually go there a day early and do all the press with the local media there and talk about, hey, it's great about growing a game, especially to open the season up in Australia. Whew, that's a hike and a half to go there too. So I look at them, I think the Rams are really a team that has to do that, and especially when you got other teams that have to come back, especially those when you look at, like, say, the Chargers maybe having to go down to the Panthers, play at 1 o'clock that one too. I think Chargers thing overall, that their schedule was a little rough, but I think the most of the Rams, yeah, you get in LA's used for prime time and they used to be in the spotlight, but it has its drawbacks, and I think they're going to feel it.
We're talking to Chris Franklin here on BetMGM tonight, Westwood One Sports. Chris covers the NFL for NJ.com. He's also a member of the Pro Football Writers of America. I'm Pat Boyle. We got PJ Glasser filling in for Brad Evans tonight. Chris, are you convinced we are getting an AJ Brown trade to the Patriots in a few weeks here? That's kind of been all the reporting from all the top insiders. And I would think that the Eagles drafting Mekhi Lemon in the first round kind of points to that, but nothing's official until you submit it to the league. Do you think we're getting that AJ Brown trade to the Patriots, or maybe could another team swoop in here in the next couple of weeks once June 1st hits?
You know, it's weird how everything's starting to play out, because at first I thought, they're not going to trade AJ. And then a few months later, well, probably there's a 55% chance of AJ. Now I'm down to like, AJ stays. Now I'm like, it's down to 25%. That's all a very, very long shot, in my opinion. And I don't necessarily believe it's just going to be the Patriots. I think when I look at that Rashee Rice incident, I think that puts the Chiefs back in play. I really do, because they've got a lot going on. Their window is pretty much, to me, in my opinion, with this one, if they want to keep the legacy and have Travis Kelce go out on a high horse and everything, I think this is the year. And I think they need someone to do that, because there's no way the NFL cannot just say, okay, yeah, we're not going to suspend them. And we saw six games the first time, so it has to be longer in that. So they need another weapon to join that offense. The Jaguars, I know they've been mentioned. I don't see that, but I still look at the Patriots. If anything, the price just went up, and if the Patriots really want them, I know the talk was like, hey, let's get a 2028 first-round pick and maybe like another pick for 2027, like a day-two pick. The price is going up, I think. And if anything, I think the Patriots are cursing at the Chiefs now. Why can't you rein in Rashee Rice now? Because we got to pay more if we want to get this done.
Yeah, AJ Brown and the Chiefs would certainly be interesting. Chris, it seems like after the draft, the Cowboys were the team that everybody was falling in love with. You know, they have the two first-round picks, they get Caleb Downs, and now they might have a good defense to go along with that elite offense. And it kind of feels like the last couple of weeks, a lot of people are really liking the Bengals. We know the talent is there. Burrow, Chase, Higgins. The defense is still a question mark, but a lot of people, it feels like, are liking Cincinnati. Where are you on the Bengals? Are you somebody as well that's kind of buying in and maybe this being their year, or are you concerned with the defense and Burrow just staying healthy?
I think that it's still high. I still think very highly of the Bengals, and the main thing is keeping Burrow upright, and that's the main thing. When you look at that, there's weapons. Good, and if you get T. Higgins and Jamar Chase on the outside, you can stay with anybody. And you see Burrow's ability to win late, to win games late, or at least keep his team alive. It all just depends on that offensive line. I mean, Orlando Brown Jr. and Amarius Mims. Mims is the one that really scares me a little bit. He's the one I'm like, okay, because when you got a quarterback facing pressure from his, he sees the pressure from that side. Is it going to get Joe to start getting happy feet and feeling like he has to press a little bit? So as long as that offensive line holds up, which I think there's a chance it could do, I think it's all right. I think that defense is not going to be – I mean, there's no way to go but up for the Bengals defense. We saw how putrid they've been at times. When you look at it, it's like, oh, here comes another run. It's third and 10. Well, it's still makeable for an offense, I think, for any offense, converting against what we saw from them previously. So I like the Bengals to bounce back. I think they're pretty mad. There's no excuses now for any of these guys, knowing that they have a lot better pieces. I could see them being that sleeper team that maybe we see potentially like making a case to make the conference championship game out of the AFC. I really like them.
Mm. Could be their year. Could be Joe Burrow's year to get back to the Super Bowl. We're talking to Chris Franklin here for about another 2 minutes or so on BetMGM tonight, Westwood One Sports. Chris covers the NFL for NJ.com. He's also a member of the Pro Football Writers of America. Chris, your thoughts on the Rams drafting Ty Simpson 13th overall now that we get the news yesterday that Matt Stafford gets another year on his contract and is locked in for 2 years for over 100 mil? I mean, again, 13th overall pick on a guy now who probably won't play till 2028 is a bit crazy, even for the Rams, no?
Yeah, I still don't understand this selection. I think especially if you're looking for a quarterback for the future, if you get Stafford, like, just wait till next year to get draft a quarterback. Everything's going to, the draft class is going to be hot. You shouldn't be picking in the top 10, 15 for your Rams. Not that. But even the fact that I think when you look at, say, the day two picks, there will be selections better than Simpson. I'm not a, I saw him do some nice things, but I think it was an overall reach to pick him at 13. Yet Mekhi Lemon on that Rams offense right now would look a way much better and put way more pressure on the Seattle Seahawks than you would seeing having Ty Simpson looking around, holding the clipboard, having that earpiece when you see the sideline going, yeah. I don't think he's the guy long term. When we're all saying, when we look back 5 years from now, we're going like, what were the Rams doing? What were they thinking selecting that? So it was a reach. A big reach. You should just, if they could, just should have just traded back and then taken them then, get another pick and use it to add other places. So it's a rare L when it comes in terms of personnel building when it comes to the Rams, in my opinion.
Chris, great stuff, man. Appreciate all the insights and your thoughts on all the big football storylines here as we are barreling right towards mandatory minicamp in another 2 weeks or so. We appreciate the time, man. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend and hope to catch up with you soon.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me. Hope you guys enjoy it, too. Have a good one now.
Thanks, Chris.
There you go. Chris Franklin covers the NFL for NJ.com. Make sure you check him out on Twitter at C Franklin News. All right, fun segment. Let's take a short break here. Number to join the show, 310-840-4910. You can call, you can text, you can also tweet us. I'm at PatBoyle44. PJ is on Twitter at PJGlasser9. When we come back, big year ahead for Ashton Jeanty. His new head coach, Clint Kubiak, had a very interesting quote that we are going to give for you. And we'll also get you a playoff scoreboard update. Avs and the Golden Knights. And then when we come back, Spurs and Thunder are going to be tipping it off. So it's a big Friday night in the postseason. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. This is BetMGM Tonight on Westwood One Sports.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.